Good morning. Today I'm talking about income tax, because this is the time of year that we get our income tax. Some people owe, some people have to pay back. Well, it's the same thing. Some people get taxed, some people have to pay back. But I say this, like, if you know that you owe, there's no need to keep putting it off, because you can't duck or hide from the government. They're going to get their money. And I advise people this. If you have a family member that just does taxes out the blue just because they get you a lot of money, you might want to stay away from that, because eventually that person gets audited, and you may have to pay later on down the line. Now, if your salary is about the same, let's say you get $2,000 back on the average, you know that you shouldn't be getting back $6,000 or $7,000. So why put yourself in that position to get a family member or somebody you know to do your tax and get a lot of money back? Because the money that you get back, the government will charge you three times the amount. And the government is undefeated. You're not going to hide. They're going to get you. So you're put in a deeper hole. So sometimes it's best just to go to a real certified tax person. And I have a tax person in my family. I don't go to her to do my tax. One of my aunts do taxes. She's been doing taxes 30, 40 years, and she knows what she's doing. She's not going to get you a lot of money. But if you have that person with the knowledge and the experience, you go to that person. And just because they are your family members, don't you look for shortcuts. If you know H&R Block, let's say, is going to do your taxes and charge you, say, $100, you should be paying that family member too. Not say the full amount, because she might give you a deal. But if that's your family member and that's her little side hustle, her or he, you should give them something. Don't take it upon yourself because this is my aunt or this is my uncle that is free. I'm saying this because, like, my son, he had his taxes done. He was excited because this year he doesn't owe and he's getting money back. But I was asking him about what my aunt charged or whatever. He was like, well, Dad, you know, she said as soon as I get my money, she's not worried about it. I was like, no, that's not what we're going to do. You're going to pay her because you appreciate what she's doing for you, because she didn't have to do it. So I'm saying this to say this. Like, if you got a friend or somebody doing anything for you, support their local business. Because if you went to the mall, you would pay. So support your local, your family and friends. Support them. It's all about support if you ever want to get anywhere. You know, that's where it all starts. Little local support, then it grows big. But, income taxes. Yeah, do the right thing. And I'm saying this because growing up, I've took that route because everybody say somebody's getting a lot of money. And I took that route. But that wasn't the right thing to do, because I paid back later on, a few years later. The IRS may not catch you the following year, but they will catch you down the road. So just do what's right, and right will follow. Just do the right thing. And if, you know, when you do get your tax, if you get a nice check or whatever, like spend some of it, but don't just go out buying all the wants because you've been wanting a certain thing or whatever. And you got to be careful too, because when income tax time come, everybody's selling these lemon, these cars, you know, selling the car. I hate to see people buy cars. The car ain't even worth $500, but you'll put $1,000 wheels on the car. Like, we as the people, we need to stop doing that. But that's what I see a lot of tax time. You know, we wait for this money a whole year. If you wait and you survive, you can continue to survive. So you don't have to spend it all at once. You know, put some away just in case something happens. So I'm telling y'all, this is my message. Just do right when it comes to taxes. Like, don't try to hit a big lick like you hit the lottery. And we all know somebody that knows somebody that's saying, she can get you a lot of money. He can get you a lot of money. Like, I just hate that saying. And I'm not acting like I'm better than anyone else. I'm just talking from my experiences. Like I said, I follow the crowd because that's what they were saying. And I know where I ended up at. Now, I don't follow the crowd. If you know me, you know I walk to a tune of my own drum. I do me. I go by my gut. If it feels right to me, I do it. If I'm happy with what I see in the mirror, I'm okay. It's not about making others happy because of what they want or what they expect. I'm going to do what makes me happy. I live that life of making others are happy, but now I'm making myself happy. So, and I hope that you all are doing the same thing. It's about making yourself happy, doing the right thing. If you do right, right will follow most of the time. And today is the Super Bowl. I hope that I'm rooting for Kansas City Chiefs. One reason, because it's a local kid on the Chiefs from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He played played football in high school, Fayetteville State, into the NFL. He's not a big guy, but that comes from heart, because he didn't go to one of the major universities and made it to the next level. He went, you know, Fayetteville State, small HBCU, and made it. But what that tells me, it's like anything that you want to do in life, you got to have heart. It has to be in your heart to do it. When it's in your heart to do it, no one can stop you. No matter what size it is or what it takes to get there, if it's in your heart, you will get there. So it's like it's about never letting dreams die. And whatever it is you want to get to, just keep working at it. Keep working at it. Keep working at it. Practice makes perfect. You know, if you continue to practice at something for years, you're going to get what you want, no matter what it is. I don't care what it is in life. If you continue to practice, you will eventually succeed and be great at what you do. But it has to be, like I say, your desire. What are you doing to get to that next level? Like, whether it's football or basketball or, you know, but you got to continue to work on you. And if it's a team sport, you cannot wait for like organized practices. You have to do work on your own time to succeed. But a lot of people playing sports like basketball or whatever, you know, it's like they just only work out or practice when the coach calls for it. You know, the coach, he's just there for maybe 20% of your getting better. But it's all up to you to continue to work every day. Like a basketball coach, yeah, he might call practice two times a week, two, three times a week. But it's up to you to be at home dribbling, at home shooting free throws, going to the gym whenever you can. That's your time. He gives what he gives, but at the end of the day, it's up to you how bad you want it. So what are you going to do on your own time? So that's about all I have now. But it's tax season. It's a lot of scammers out here. So, you know, just go to the certified tax people and don't try to get a lot of money. Just be honest, you know, and you got to be careful too with the carrying kids and stuff. Because like I say, the government will come back and get you. Just do what's right and right will follow. Thank y'all for listening and hope that y'all tune in next week.